Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Don't sweat the technique. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
What are your overreactions on the hills of the wild card round in the NFL? 713-780-ESPN. My first one's the Mike Tomlin conversation. It's really heated up after they lost to the Ravens. I was early on it. There haven't been many coaches, and I'm going to do the study on this. I haven't gotten around to it. I've been very busy with the 8 years without a playoff win. There's only one that I can think of off the top of my head, and it's Marv Lewis. And that's not great company. It's not great company. But how much should this Mike Tomlin conversation heat up? I think it should heat up quite a bit. That's my first overreaction.
It's crazy that, you know, we talk about this and then he doesn't win again, and now it's a massive deal. I just think that at a certain point, whether you believe that he's done a great job or not, and I think it's hard to basically criticize him and say he hasn't done a great job over 18 years. But at a certain time, we've seen it with Brady and Belichick and you know, tons of coaches that have come along. At a certain point, you just realize you've reached a crossroads where it's just not what it once was, and it's probably best for both parties to move on. I don't think he wants to leave. I think that's
no,
the problem.
He said that he wouldn't accept a trade anywhere.
Yeah, and then he's also coming out, and if you know that you've faced a lot of scrutiny, the first thing you do is you make changes with your coaching staff, and you do things to at least show that you're trying to do things differently. But, you know, overall, do I think that it's probably time for a new coach in Pittsburgh and for Tomlin to get into a different situation? Yeah, it probably is, because I don't think it's going to get much better next year. It's going to be the same stuff all over again. And again, we're going into the offseason trying to figure out what they're going to do at quarterback, to where it's probably best for both parties to part ways. I just don't think Mike wants to go.
Well, he might not have a choice in the matter, at least right, like in the future, because I think he's back. I don't think they're moving on from Tomlin. It seems like both parties have already made it known that that's not going to happen. But, I mean, if he goes 4-13 next year, even like 7-10, he might not have a choice in the matter. He might just get sacked. Would you consider the job he's done there great?
I think that he's done a hell of a job there. I think that when overall,
is that great though? Like, would you consider the job that he's done great?
I don't, probably not great.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a relative term, you know, so it's very subjective.
But I think that over the times and the years that he's overachieved, and when he made the playoffs 12 out of the 18 years that he coached there, that you look at it and you say, you could do a hell of a lot worse. And that's the other challenge then. Now you're going to move on from Mike Tomlin. Who are you going to bring in that's as good or better than what Mike Tomlin and what he's done? Because he will get another job. But from a Steelers perspective, if you do choose to move on from him, the objective would be, I need to find someone better and bring them in. I don't know if there's someone out there.
Would Ben Johnson be better?
I think
he's going to be off the market.
Maybe,
though.
But does Ben Johnson want to go to
Pittsburgh? Well, I mean, if we're talking about if they made the move right now, I mean, that's a whole lot of that's a whole lot of gatekeeping. Like, you asked, is there somebody better? Like, I don't know if Ben Johnson's better. Ben Johnson's never been a head coach in the NFL. I think Tomlin's a really good coach, really good coach. I don't know if he's done a great job. Like, I think Bill Belichick has done a great job. I think Andy Reid has done a great job. I think Tomlin's done a really good job. I wouldn't put him in the Belichick-Andy Reid conversation, though.
No, I think that those are – yeah, I think that –
But that's my bar for great.
That's fair. I think that's fair. I think Sean McVay could be on that list, and he could start to get to that point. But I think that with the skins on the wall that those two guys have, and the fact that in the case of Reid specifically to do it with multiple different teams and Super Bowls and everything else – yeah, and then with how many Belichick has, you can't argue it.
First overreaction that you have, Blankers, what you got?
Similar topic. but different situation. But the whole it's not as much on a national level. But Packer fans are clamoring all over the place that Matt LaFleur should go. And I'm just perplexed as all hell about this. I understand that Jordan Love is catching it, and I'm quietly kind of happy about the fact that he's catching it because I think he deserves it. I don't think Matt LaFleur deserves any of the heat that people are trying to put on him and say the Packers need. Because, again, you talk about can you move – if you move on from Matt LaFleur, are you going to find a better coach than Matt LaFleur? The answer to me is no.
No, I think Love's the problem there. I don't think LaFleur's the problem there. Yeah, I think it's a good one. I don't know. That's not an overreaction from you. That's an overreaction from fans who are unhappy that they lost and had a wild card exit.
Well, the overreaction really from me, too, is it's not just him. Now you're taking Halfley, who left Boston College as a head coach, became the defensive coordinator, turned the defense around. I mean, the defense was really, really good all year. And because of the end of the season, they want Halfley's head on a platter, too. I'm like, you had some of the worst defensive coordinators in football over the last 5 years, and now you get a guy that at least gets them in a positive position, and you want wholesale sweeping changes. I just don't understand that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you. That seems like a massive overreaction. What do you got, B-Mac?
Adding to kind of what Joel just said there, I think there's – and it's one of the hardest, I think, conversations that teams have to have when their season ends. Like, have we plateaued? Like, have we hit our ceiling? Is there more we can get out of this? Are we looking at the downside very – in the very near future, and should we start to look to, maybe not like a full rebuild, but a reload, because what we have right now is not good enough to get us over the top. And really, I think that's the situation right now for the Packers, but also the Steelers and in the Buccaneers. Like, I mean, we've already talked about the Steelers and the Packers, but the Bucs, I mean, Baker Mayfield's been a great story. His turnaround, obviously, Mike Evans has been terrific, and they'll get Chris Godwin back next year, and Bucky Irvin's been great, but it just feels like the Buccaneers are going to be stuck at this, 10-win the NFC North, kind of like the Bill O'Brien Texans, where you can see them getting hot, winning the one playoff game, but there's no scenario where you can see them elevating to being a team capable of getting to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's interesting because of the fact that Todd Bowles has been catching some heat, too. Like, is he... At a certain point, Todd Bowles should be credited. He's a defensive-minded guy. I get it. But he lost his OC. He brought in another OC. Their offense was still really, really good. It's a difficult conversation because, yeah, have you gone as far as you can go? I'd probably lean with you, Brian, that they have. But there's still everybody in place, and I don't think they're losing a whole lot, that if they could add to the defense a little bit, that maybe they could take it to the next level.
Yeah. I think Godwin's a free agent, which I'm kind of interested if the Texans could make a move there. Like, it's kind of risky, though, because he's coming off another season-ending injury. I think that it's difficult to do in Tampa because, like, you just liked up Mike Evans. You have Baker there. I don't think that they're, like I don't think they're positioned to do that. The Packers, like, they're probably pot committed to the Jordan Love contract.
They are. They're stuck. But I just don't see how it gets better from where they were this year.
No, I'm with you. I feel like they're kind of limited. Unless they just get, like, a star receiver. Because, like, their receivers are okay.
You just hit on something.
Like,
they've got a bunch of
star
wide receiver threes.
Yeah, like, go get a star receiver and see if that can elevate Jordan Love. And then if not, well, okay, you're looking to get out of that Love contract as soon as you can.
You know who they want that star receiver to be?
Devontae Adams?
Yeah, and he's not a star receiver anymore.
No,
he
but
was still
I think
pretty good this year, though.
Star, I would agree with, but I think he'd be their top receiver.
Well,
I think
especially with injuries and everything
once
else
he got
they're
to New York.
And then for me with Pittsburgh, I think I would go all in for one more year. Like all in, like if it means bringing in Aaron Rodgers, okay, Aaron Rodgers, one more year. Let's see if we can do this and like give Tomlin one fighting chance, or maybe it's Kirk Cousins, or maybe it's Sam Darnold. Like give him one more year of the fighting chance. Yeah, but it's all you're right. You're right, but I don't think that they could do the rebuild right now. I think they're a year away from it.
What does all in look like for a team like Pittsburgh? Because as you named it,
I think it'd be those free agent quarterbacks.
Yeah, but it's all degrees of marginally better than what they've been doing since Roethlisberger left.
Yeah, but I think you're doing right by Tomlin by giving him one more year of a fighting chance. I don't think it amounts to anything. I'm with you. I agree. But I would, if you're going to keep Tomlin around, give him one more year of going all in. Does it amount to much? No, I'm with you. And then after that, completely tear it down. Maybe trade Tomlin.
Because that's the thing, too. Can we at least, from a Tomlin perspective, he gets extra credit this year for the fact that he made the switch to Russ when he said no one else was behind it at all. At the time, they were 4-2.
Which is controversial. A lot of people didn't like that, and then a lot of people wanted him to go back to Fields, and he never did.
But do you think that they would have been better and had a better record and outcome with Fields the whole year than Russ? I don't.
I don't know. Maybe not the full outcome, but let's not pretend that Steelers didn't lose 5 in a row to end the year.
They did. They absolutely ended on a stinker month. There's no doubt about it.
I will defend Tomlin going to Russell Wilson. Fields was 4-2. A lot of people, and most people, the majority of people, wanted him to continue to play Fields. He gave Russell Wilson the job, and I think they won 4 in a row and then 5 of their next 6, something like that. I will give him credit for committing to Russ and making that decision when nobody wanted him to. But where I'll criticize him about quarterback decisions is not pulling the plug on Russell Wilson. I feel like he should have done that sooner. And he never did. He never did.
No,
he went out dying with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I think once he made the decision, I don't think he was ever going to look back unless there was an injury. And you know, maybe he felt like he owed that to a veteran like Russ. But yeah, if you're trying to win, then that's something that you can be critical of Tomlin for. I think the other interesting scenario in the Pittsburgh deal is TJ's a free agent in a year, and he might factor in too, like whether he's a Tomlin guy or not. You know, he's got a voice that's probably going to be heard. And though JJ believes he's going to get an extension before they get there, he could actually hold some cards too and go, you know what, I might want to get the hell out of here if this isn't going in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, if he's a Watt, he probably wants to go to the highest bidder, right?
No, I think he's going to fake loyalty.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation. Like, it's to me, purgatory in the NFL is the worst place I'd want to be. Obviously, you want to be a winner. And winning's relative. Some people are content going to the wild card and losing in the wild card for 8 straight years. Some people are content with that. I'm not. My goal and desire is always to be aiming for a championship. And if I feel like my trajectory of my organization's not upward, I'm tearing it all down and I'm rebuilding. Like, for me, I'd never want to be stuck in the middle. I want to be close to the top. And if I'm not feeling like I'm going to be close to the top, then I'm going to tear it down and be close to the bottom. The middle is a place I do not want to live.
Yeah, we've talked about that even as it relates to the NBA. Being 41-41 in the NBA or being, you know, 9-8 ain't great. You either are really good or you should be really bad and embrace the suck.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. My other overreaction, the AFC West is so overrated. The Chargers favored. They lose as a favorite. Denver, a trendy upset pick over Buffalo. They get hammered. Buffalo spotted them with a 7-0 lead, and then Buffalo, with a bad playoff quarterback, hammer them the rest of the way. And you know who's left? You know who's left to fall in the AFC West? Those overrated back-to-back defending Super Bowl champions. AFC West, they're a bust this year. The AFC West is the SEC of the NFL this season.
I would disagree simply because of the fact that Denver wasn't supposed to even be sniffing the playoffs this year, and Denver was really impressive. So
yeah, they were really impressive in Buffalo this past weekend.
Okay, well, they were playing the Bills in Buffalo.
They weren't even close to covering the spread.
Okay, great. I didn't expect Bo Nix in his rookie year, no matter how, you know, what Sean Payton could do coming off of Russell Wilson, that they were going to make the playoffs this year.
So overrated. Overrated division. They had 3 teams in. They're 0-2 in playoffs, and now they have 1 team left. They're the SEC. SEC. Playoff teams in the playoffs, and they all lose.
Well, glad we're done with this segment.
713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Jacob, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Jacob?
Yeah, that's amazing. Besides Kansas City and New England, you know, Kansas City won 4 out of the last, making it to what? To the finals or winning champions. That's the end goal, right?
Yes.
Kansas City and New England. New England got 6. Kansas City got 3. So that's 9 of the years. You talking about the 8 years? That's 9 of the years. In between, you had 1 or 2 wins. Besides them, he won more.
Oh, you're talking about Tomlin.
You would just be changing course. Besides that, who's won more?
And well, we're not talking about going to the championship, though. We're talking about winning a playoff game. So, like, you're saying who won the championships Kansas City won 6 and New England won 3. We're talking about winning a playoff game, not winning at all.
How about the AFC champion making it to the championship, winning 1 or 2 games?
Well, Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. Like, we're not saying that he should win a Super Bowl every year.
I understand that. But how many franchises haven't even made the playoffs? It's not that easy. The Texans never won a Super Bowl. It's 20.
But they've won a playoff game. D'Amico Ryans has won two playoff games since the last time Mike Tomlin's won one. Let me appreciate the call.
Oh,
thank you.
So what? Oh, that's whoopee for him.
That's the conversation.
The conversation is, what coach is better than him that's going to turn Pittsburgh around better than him? He's in a division with Baltimore. Baltimore, Buffalo, and Kansas City. In the AFC, that's who they're going to have to deal with. And this one or two games, that doesn't matter. He made it. A lot of people say this is going to be his first year losing. And he did. He done all odds. Y'all talk about Russell Wilson. How about Aaron Rodgers? He didn't make the playoffs. And the Texans, man, the Texans, they finally got them the coach and the quarterback they need. But as far as going to the AFC Championship, it's going to take them a couple years to get up to the – and Tomlin is in there with the Ravens. That's who they lost. They lost the Ravens. The teams they lost in the last six games are the superior teams. And
so would you say John Harbaugh is a better coach than Mike Tomlin?
He got a better team.
He's not a better coach, though.
He got a better team, period. Okay. And the whole AFC going to have to deal with them. Just like Kansas City went on a run, they're going to go on a run and do the same thing. So the AFC is going to be tied up. And so winning a couple games, it doesn't matter. The all-in-the-all goal is to win a Super Bowl. And we're going to see who be doing that.
How long do you keep a coach if they're not winning the Super Bowl then?
Say that again?
Because you said it's all about winning the Super Bowl, which I agree with. Like, I think that if you're not trying to win it all, then what are you trying to do? I feel like you should tear it down if you're not trying to win it all. That way you can recycle
well,
and then eventually try to win it again. But how long? Real quick, Jacob.
Okay.
How long are you willing to go without a Super Bowl title to where you start thinking about making a change with your coach?
How long I would go?
Yeah.
I would go, ask the Bills, Browns, Chargers, Lions, Texans, Vikings, Arizona, Atlanta, Cincinnati, the Panthers,
well,
and Tennessee never won one.
So how far would you if you're Jacob, if you're an owner of a team, how far would you? How many years would you go without a Super Bowl win
all
before you start thinking? He's not answering the question. You got to answer the question. 713-780-ESPN. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the debate. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. Rick, you're in the Hive. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good afternoon.
What's up, Rick?
Hey. My thought on this is I'm a big Steeler fan, but it really boils down to our offensive line has a couple of rookies. Pittsburgh can't run the ball. They just can't. They've got a offensive coordinator, Smith, that's trying to run the ball. They can't do it. And their play overall defensively, they're on the field too much. We're too many three and out. We're statistically in the worst three or four teams offensively, and our defense was wore out against Baltimore and way overmatched because of their offensive line is enormous and coordinated together well, and ours is – we have so many three and outs, we probably had more than anybody in the NFL.
So where are you at on Tomlin?
I was going to say.
Tomlin?
Yeah.
I think – to me, Pittsburgh in general, with the way they did their quarterbacks, they had a lot of free money, or I don't know if they were what their cap situation was, but they didn't have that big dollar quarterback on their roster that they had to pay. They did some things in free agency. They took some gambles. To me, Fitzpatrick kind of.
But Rick, aside from all that, where are you on Tomlin? Do you want him back, or have you seen enough?
I was kind of done with him a couple of years ago when he kept going for two all the time. This year he kind of got a little cocky thinking that he made such wise decisions with Russell Wilson. But in general, I would say he's better than half of them, but he's not. He's not an elite coach.
He's calling. I'm sorry. I didn't realize he was done there. He's calling him a mediocre coach. He's saying he's in the middle of the pack.
And he didn't answer the question. He didn't say he wanted him back.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the way a lot of Steelers fans are, because they are loyal to Tomlin. And Steelers, I mean, the Steelers keep their coaches for a long time. Yep. Obviously, that comes from ownership. And no one's denying that Tomlin's a bad coach. All I'm saying is that he's gotten a very long leash relative to other NFL coaches. Like, people point to the Super Bowl championship, and we've talked many times about how many coaches have won Super Bowls since then. Like, Tom Coughlin's won a Super Bowl more recently than Mike Tomlin. Gary Kubiak has won a Super Bowl more recently than Mike Tomlin. Steeler fans are super loyal. The ownership's super loyal. Tomlin is a good coach, but how many franchises would go this long without a playoff win? Hasn't had one in 8 years. Not a whole lot. I mean, the Patriots fired Bill Belichick, for goodness
sake.
Isn't
he second all time behind Cincinnati's old coach,
Marv Lewis?
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it.
I think Tomlin is second to Lewis in terms of years making the playoffs without a playoff win.
A lot, and I think that he would be on the hot seat. And look, I know that Pittsburgh, like, somebody texted in, call Pittsburgh. I've talked to Pittsburgh fans about this. I know some Pittsburgh fans about this, and they're torn. Like, they're like, it's getting very close. Like, I'm here for it, but I also, like, want to keep them. Like, everybody's on the fence about this, even in Pittsburgh. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line again. Jerome, you're in the Hive. What's up, Jerome?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up,
bro? So I kind of feel like as though it's like almost like the Andy Reid situation when he was in Philly. Like, you're a good coach. No one's doubting your pedigree, but it's time for a new voice. It's time for a change. And I feel like he should move on. And I mean, he has 18 years or whatever it is with a winning record. He should just leave with it like that, whereas he can go somewhere else, start fresh with a new team, and just, you know, it's a new voice. That's why I believe he just needs a new voice. In the era, yeah. You know, and when Andy Reid left, I mean, look, now he's starting a whole new thing with Kansas City, you know, with three Super Bowls and maybe a fourth, you know. So I feel as though he needs to leave, whereas they just need to get a new voice in the era. That's how I look at it. Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Jerome. Look, I think that, yeah, that's fun. I think that that's the crossroads I was talking about. It's just that you got to be prepared for the fact that embracing the suck, it probably is going to follow if you make a change at head coach. It might not, but for the most part, you probably have to do more than fire your coach. You're probably going to have to take a step or two back before you get back on top with a chance to do more.
Yeah, part of the reason that they might be stuck in the middle, and you have, like, a lot of texters will say, well, he's getting the most out of his talent, he's winning with less. I don't deny that. I agree. He does get a lot out of his players. But part of that, too, is he might be too good of a coach to go into this complete rebuild. Like, his quality as a coach, where he's taking these mediocre teams and winning 9-10 games, is kind of preventing them from getting a quarterback.
It's also the Sean Payton philosophy of, to your point, I've done it so much in this league, and I've had the success. I don't want to sign up for years of taking steps back and starting over. I want to continue to win, or I'll step away.
But even if you have these mediocre rosters, he's able to have winning seasons. That's why he's a good coach. But at the same time, that makes it very difficult to escape the middle. It makes it very difficult to escape the 10-7s and being exiting in the wild card round, because you are lifting a team that's about, you know, not maybe a below average team to being above average. It makes it difficult. And I like the Andy Reid comparison there as well. 713-780-3776. Back out to the HRMP listener line. Tommy, you're in the Hive. What's going on, Tommy?
Yeah, I completely agree with, you know, embracing the suck, you know, sometimes. And that's exactly what I was going to say, you know, like, he's his own Achilles heel at times. You know, he's so good with these teams that, you know, he never loses and, you know, get a good draft. You know, just imagine if he were to go somewhere, you know, a different team and, you know, get better draft picks and, you know, build new, you know. I feel like, you know, he should move on. You know, that's all I got.
Appreciate the call, Tommy. Look, I think that's the other interesting part of this. We're not talking about, like, a mid-market team that's just looking for, you know, making the playoffs. It's a little bit puzzling to me, and it does lead to the fact that ownership hasn't been on board with a lot of coaches and a lot of change. But the fact is, this is the storied franchise of the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is a Steelers franchise that no one is going to be mad at you if you're chasing championships, not playoff appearances.
713-780-ESPN. Let's carry this over to the other side. We got a full board of Steeler fans that want to talk about this. A lot on the HRMP listener line as well. And the question that we got texted that we can tease going into the break: How many 10-7 seasons with one playoff win would you give DeMeco before you pulled the plug? 713-780-ESPN. It's the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. First, a moment on HRP, human resources and payroll. It's Cougar, owned by Mike Holly. Business owners, look, you're trying to get everything going right. You're trying to optimize everything in 2025. We all are, but especially business owners with your business. Let HRP help optimize that. Whether it's HR compliance, benefits administration, payroll, onboarding, HRP can help in any or all of those areas. And this is the year where you need to get all of that on track. Maybe you're tired of dealing with some of these certain areas that HRP can help you with, and you want to spend that time and that energy back in areas that you really enjoy in your business. Get HRP in your life and let them help. There's no boxes with HRP. It doesn't matter how big the job, how small the job. HRP is going to sit down with you, completely customize a plan for what you and your business need. You have a problem in one area. You have an issue in one area. You just don't have a desire to work in one area. Well, let HRP take a little bit off your plate. They also do it in a way that's unique, technology meeting service. They have the best technology. You're going to trust their technology. You're going to count on their technology. It's going to be the very, very best. But you're going to love their service. It's what really makes them stand out amongst many other things. Guaranteed fulfillment. You'll never talk to a stranger. You'll be talking to someone who knows you, your business needs. Mike Colley, a Cougar, great guy. Chris Fisher, an Aggie, great guy. All the people over there at HRP are fantastic, and you're going to fall in love with their people. Give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HRP customize a plan for you. 281-880-6525, or just check them out online, hrp.net. That's hrp.net.
Blue and Red Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listening to the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Talking Tomlin and the Steelers. How many 10-7 seasons with one playoff win would you give to DeMeco before you pulled the plug, Lakers?
Probably 4 or 5.
Yeah, the one playoff win's kind of a hang up a little bit, I guess. But look, DeMeco didn't get you a Super Bowl at the start of his tenure like Tomlin did. So, like, Tomlin winning that Super Bowl, I think, has bought him a few extra years. I don't think that Tomlin would be the – if you just eliminated that Super Bowl, like, let's just say they go to the conference championship game and lose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Tomlin would be the head coach there anymore.
See, the interesting thing, too, on that, and I hear what you're saying, but the other thing to me is I don't remember what Pittsburgh situation, how bad it was and how rock bottom it was when they brought him in, as opposed to DeMeco has actually accelerated the whole rebuild curve by quite a bit to where he didn't have that super – he doesn't have a Super Bowl, but he turned it around a lot quicker than a lot of people thought anybody could.
How many years do you want ahead of Tomlin?
How many years what?
Like, how many years do you want before Tomlin took over? Like, the lead up to when
I just
Tomlin
don't remember the situation.
Yeah, but how many years do you
I
want?
I think Carroll was 8-8 in his last year, yes?
Let's just look at the last 5 years. Look, Tomlin took over in 2008. So Cowher from 2002 through 2006. Or Tomlin took over in 2007. So Cowher in 2002 went 10-5, lost in the divisional round. Went 6-10, missed the playoffs. Went 15-1, lost in the conference championship. Went 11-5, won the Super Bowl. Then went 8-8, and then they went to Tomlin.
Now, didn't Cowher, he resigned, right? He didn't get fired?
I think he got fired.
I thought he stepped away.
It was almost like a going away tour.
Yeah,
that
I
last
think he
game.
Stepped away.
He was. They were talking about Bill Cowher getting other jobs for a long time.
Right, right. He stepped away. Then they hired Tomlin. So then it was basically like if he gets another job offer, he could pursue it. But he never really. I mean, I don't know that he ever really did.
Let's see. Yeah, he resigned. You're right. He resigned.
Yeah. So that's why. They weren't ever really like rock bottom. If 8-8 was as bad as it got and they were coming off all that success, that probably opened the door more. But like, I don't think DeMeco gets enough credit for how quickly he's turned it around to where that should buy him a couple extra years.
I would go like 5 or 6 maybe. five or six.
Four was as short of a leash as I'd put on it.
Yeah, five or six probably is probably where my number would be. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Out to the HRNP listener line. JG, you're in the Hive. What's up, JG?
How you doing? Hey, I will give D'Amico, like you said, five to seven years. I give him 5 to 7 years. But in the Tomlin situation, I feel like try one more year, and then after that, just break it up, man. Because we know ain't nobody who they gonna get better than them. Yeah, you're right. But at the same time, you never know until you go ahead and jump out there and take your chance as far as the Steelers organization. Now Tomlin, we know he'll get a job before they'll find a coach. But I feel like they should just try it one more year, and then if you say anything, break it up. But as far as the D'Amico situation, if we doing the same thing, I say about five to seven years, break it up. Because okay, I'm tired of us just getting right there instead of making it to the championship. Like, this is – we always get right here. Let's make it farther. You feel what I'm saying? So if we don't make it farther, then what do we got you for? You feel me? So not to be – that's how I messed up, man, but that's just how I feel. It's business, man, nothing personal.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at. Give him one more year. See how it goes.
Tomlin, yeah, not D'Amico.
No, Tomlin.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, from the standpoint of if you want to be critical of the Texans, then think about where you were a couple years ago and how quickly you've gotten to where you're at to where this.
I know analytics have.
Yeah, it sped up a lot of things, but it shouldn't speed up or shorten the leash on D'Amico if this is as far as you go.
Now, context does matter. Like, if the Texans are, like, just whooping up on a bad division every year and it feels like they're getting further and further and further and further away from winning a Super Bowl, I think that changes things. That might take off a year or two off of that span. But, like, Bill O'Brien's tenure was kind of what we're talking about. Like, 9-7.
Doesn't matter, Brian.
9-7, division champ, lost in the first round. 9-7, division champ, won a wild card game, lost in the division round. He did have the 4-12, and then he went 11-5, lost a wild card game. 10-6, won a wild card game, lost the blowout, collapsed to Kansas City. So, like, that's kind of the resume we're discussing.
Yeah, and think about those losses during the Bill O'Brien. I mean, like, the first loss to the Chiefs was 30-0. Obviously, the historic collapse against a different Chiefs team in 2019. And your wins are against the Raiders' third-string quarterback and Josh Allen before he broke out, like, in his second year in the league. So there's a lot to say about how you're getting there as much as there is about your record.
Let's also be honest in the fact that what also factors in is that whole leader of men culture in the locker room type thing too, where his players were turning on him in the case of Bill O'Brien. I don't think so far you've seen a situation where players are turning on Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, there's exactly. Like, that's why context here matters. And look, O'Brien got 6 years before getting fired in his seventh. So he got a good amount of leash. So, yeah, I'm cool with the 5 or 7 years. 713-4 for D'Amico, right, if he was doing the same type of deal. 713-780-3776. Back out to the HRP listener line. Ali, you're in the Hive. What's going on, Ali?
Hey, guys. No, I'm pro keeping Tomlin around. That kind of success, it's hard to find. You might think the grass is greener. I remember back in the early 2000s, San Diego thought the same thing with Marty Schottenheimer, 14-2, losing the playoffs, and then they let him go. And then what has San Diego or the Chargers been since then? You know, I think finding those guys that get you to the playoffs, that give you a chance, really Pittsburgh is just in need of a quarterback. That's what cost them this season, and they haven't had it. So this might be one of those things. Maybe they take a swing, make a trade for a quarterback, or move up in the draft to find a guy eventually. I think that's what they're really missing is just a quarterback. I don't think it's a coaching issue at all. I think they're lucky to have Tomlin.
Appreciate the call, Ali. Look, I think, Jeremy, that goes back to what your point on and one we've discussed over the years here in all sports, which is at a certain point, middle of the road, 500 is not an ideal place to be because, yeah, Ali's right, they could use a quarterback, but how do you get one? Because of where you're at, you're not going to be able to draft one that's going to turn out. And they tried with Pickett later in the first round. That didn't turn out. And then what are you going to be able to mortgage the farm with? Who are you going to be able to trade? How are you going to be able to spend money if you don't have it because you've locked up the significantly good players you have on your roster to try and find a quarterback by another means? And it's more of a challenge, and it's tougher on your general manager too because you can't really find those quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I think the play, like if you're looking at it from a Tomlin angle, like keeping Tomlin, and Ali brought up, I mean, really good points, good call. I think that the play is you trade up for that quarterback, because I don't think that a Sam Darnold and Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins are really going to move the needle. Like, you're kind of the same.
Look at Minnesota. Look at the Colts. I mean, you could have everything else. The Colts a couple of years ago, and how many different iterations of a veteran quarterback did they bring in, where they had a great offensive line. They had good defensive players. They had skill players. But it's such a challenge to finish it off by finding that one piece when it means quarterback that it you may never get there.
Yeah, that's the hard part of going 10-7. 713-780-ESPN. Full board still. Let's keep this conversation going. It's hot. It's hot. 713-780-3776. It's the B's, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line. If the Steelers were smart, they would go ahead and cut Tom Luce and bring in Mike McCarthy. I'm not going to go there.
Good.
You just made the list.
Seriously, be careful what you wish for. Yikes.
Now, their resumes aren't too different?
Man, their personalities and my perception of their ability to, with locker room.
Yeah, but if Tomlin was the head coach for Green Bay for 15 years, you would probably not like him a whole lot either. Because it seems like whenever you watch enough of it, you kind of get tired of it.
No, I mean, look, I've changed because of the quarterback change, to be honest with you, and the way the way I didn't believe, and to the general managers, to Gutekunst a little bit too, because of from the handling of the exit of Rodgers all the way to now, I just think that if you're going to be as shrewd as you were when you were handling Rodgers at the end of his career, I think you had to be a little bit more diligent in the fact that before you threw a massive amount of money at Jordan Love, that you had to see a little bit more, and he didn't do it.
Mike McCarthy in his NFL career has a 608 win percentage. Tomlin's 630. So advantage Tomlin there, but it's not crazy. Mike Tomlin in the playoffs is 8-11. Mike McCarthy's 11-11. McCarthy has a Super Bowl. Tomlin has a Super Bowl. Mike Tomlin has not won a playoff game since 2016. McCarthy
beat him head up in the Super Bowl too.
Okay, McCarthy has had one playoff win since 2016. So their resumes are not that different.
Doesn't personnel matter too though, Jeremy?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm saying McCarthy, in a lot of people's opinion, mine being one of them, rode the coattails of prime Aaron Rodgers for a majority of everything that he did.
Tomlin had a pretty good quarterback too.
Pretty good, yes. But Tomlin also.
I mean, Roethlisberger's are going to be a Hall of Famer, right?
I get it, but I'm just saying it's also the fact that Tomlin had a lot to say about the defense.
But that's also roster.
That's what I'm saying. Roster matters, and I think that from the standpoint of Tomlin had a good roster, but from the most important position on the field, I mean,
he had a Hall of Famer.
He had not only a Hall of Famer, arguably one of the best talent in terms of talent, one of the best quarterbacks to play the game.
I think Tomlin has done more with less, and I'm not saying that Tomlin is lesser than McCarthy. I think Tomlin's a better coach than McCarthy. I'm saying their resumes aren't that different. They're kind of the same.
Yeah, that's fair because I believe Tomlin's a better coach.
Do you know how many franchises haven't made the playoffs in the last 18 years, let alone win a game? You're hilarious. Yeah, and all those teams fire their coaches. Like, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. Do you think Tomlin would be able to take the Texans to a Super Bowl if he coached them?
Ooh, that's interesting. I think he could. I think he could, but that's not – but believe me, let me start by saying I'm not criticizing D'Amico, and I don't want the Texans to do that or make a coaching change. But
sure, it's hypothetical, yeah.
Tomlin, as a leader of men, as a head coach in the NFL, I believe he could take this iteration of the Texans to a Super Bowl, yes.
They already have all the leadership they need.
Never quit.
I mean, you're going to run through a wall for that guy.
If we're talking about this year's team, no, I don't think Tomlin could take the Texans to a Super Bowl right now.
Oh, not this specific team, no. But I think in his tenure, if he were to take over right now, I think he would take this team to a Super Bowl.
Do you think D'Amico will?
I do.
Who would you rather have for the next 7 years, Tomlin or D'Amico?
I'm going to roll with D'Amico.
Okay.
Yeah,
so when we do head coaching rankings, you're going to have D'Amico ahead of Tomlin?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I think it's close. I think they're on the same tier.
But
like,
I think
DeMeco
that from the
gives
standpoint
you the added
of
advantage of being a play caller.
Having your finger on the pulse of today's NFL and today's football and everything like that, do I think that DeMeco's going in the right direction? Do I think Tomlin might be sliding back a little bit? Yes.
Yeah, I think the arrow's pointing up on DeMeco and the Texans. I think that the arrow's pointing down on the Steelers. I'm not going to say the arrow's pointing down on Tomlin, because I think Tomlin, good situation, he would win a lot of games. I don't think the arrow's pointing down on Tomlin. I think it's pointing down on the Steelers. 713-780-3776. Back to the HRP listener line. Roy, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, gentlemen? I hope y'all having a good day. I know it's raining outside in Houston here. I have two things to say about Tomlin, Pittsburgh, or whatever. The thing I'm going to say about Pittsburgh is like, a drug addict. Since they won that Super Bowl, they keep chasing that same high, and they're not getting it. They keep chasing it. And then they turn over into be like, what's the movie, Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
You keep waking up, and when you get in the playoffs, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You keep doing the same thing. So either Tomlin not seeing that, or the organization, and I know they done held all they coaches forever, but yet and still Tomlin's just sort of like, man, something needs to change, and it might just need to be him. You know, he's a good, his pedigree is wonderful, but yet and still, I keep waking up in the playoffs, and I get the same result. So something ain't right. I mean, me personally, boys, I'm a Texan fan. Go Texas. We're going to beat the Chargers 24-17, but yet and still, I keep waking up in the playoffs, and I'm getting the same result regardless of what quarterback. You get me there, but I keep waking up to this nightmare of we can't get past the first round. So I figure that, Tomlin, if I was you coming out, and I know you might not hear this way from Pittsburgh, man, move on to another team so you can see if you can go back and get that high that you wanted when you won the first Super Bowl. Thank you, gentlemen. I'll talk to you later.
Appreciate the call, man. Look, I think the key here, too, is regardless of what you think about how far they should have gone and what they've accomplished, Mike Tomlin's going to get another job as soon as he's set free by the Pittsburgh Steelers pretty quickly.
Yeah, he would. And look, he has trade value. Like, he could be somebody that if the Steelers put him on the trade market, he would get a draft pick for. So, like, that speaks to his value. No one's saying that Mike Tomlin's not valuable or
that's
not a good coach.
That's why I clarified that.
And I think that's a good comparison by Roy. I like that analogy. I think it's a solid one. I think that the play here, too, is for the Steelers. Like, if you're going to roll on for Tomlin, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just surprised that the hot seat isn't hotter. I think it's to trade up for a quarterback and try to find the young guy that you can have the build around, that you can have the upward trajectory. And if it costs you a bunch of draft picks, I think you just have to bite the bullet and do it. Because not doing it's going to get you a bunch of 10-7 and wild card round exits.
Let me throw this crazy notion to you, because we've seen this before with coaches and general managers where they know that their time is probably coming to an end quickly and they're just going to get desperate. Would you throw, if you're the Steelers, instead of trying to do that, would you throw desperation in a trade together for a veteran quarterback that maybe a team wants to move on from?
Yeah, I just don't know if that veteran quarterback is that play, though. Because, like, what is the best veteran quarterback that a team would move on from? Like,
I think it's Dak.
I don't think that the Cowboys would put Dak on the trade block, but, like, I think that would be the absolute best if, for some reason, they did. What does that get you if you're Pittsburgh? A divisional round exit now? I think you have to go for the hotshot quarterback prospect that you really like. And maybe, you know, maybe it means you trade up to number 7. Maybe it means you trade 2 future first-round picks, which is something that the Steelers don't seem like they, you know, really love to do. But I think that they have to mix it up. And instead of, you know, moving on from Tomlin to be that mix-up because they think he's a great coach, and I do too, maybe you do something organizationally that you've never really been committed
to
do, and that's trade up for the young quarterback.
Yeah, so essentially it's Sean Payton after learning his lesson with Russ. Because
I think Sean Payton always wanted to get rid of Russ, though. But yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because like you said, organizationally, they learned their lesson that they went out and tried to take the big swing, doing it the whole, what I just said, go out and try and get a veteran QB that another team's willing to get rid of,
yeah,
and that didn't work. So then Peyton was allowed to do what he wanted to do, which is, hey, live or die by me, then let me do my thing. I'm going to go take a flyer on a young quarterback.
Yeah, there are some similarities there. It's a little different, though, because Peyton made that known right away, right? And Tomlin's been there forever and hasn't done that and hasn't, like, you know, used that sway and influence to do that. And it's also a little bit different because Peyton's an offensive mind and Tomlin is not. So, like, does that have some influence into Tomlin's desire to go get – said quarterback. All right, let's take one more call on this. Dave, you're in the Hive. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, let me say something. I'm a lifelong Steeler fan. And the biggest fault that we can say with Tomlin, and I don't know if he's at fault, I don't know if it was the Rooney family who did it. I'm not saying this in hindsight either. They passed up Lamar Jackson. He was on the board when they drafted a secondary guy who sucked. We never heard from him. And three picks later, the Ravens took Lamar Jackson, and that's the problem. It's not his coaching. It's the GM. Thank you.
It's a fair point.
That is a fair point.
The trajectory of that organization, if they had Lamar Jackson instead of who have even been the quarterbacks there, Kenny Pickett, who was
Trubisky
before him?
Was there for
a year. Like, yeah, if you have Lamar Jackson instead of Mason Rudolph had his head taken off
that's
by
right,
Miles
yeah.
Garrett, his slash helmet. I mean, that's probably the truth. Like, if they draft Lamar there, and you could say this about a lot of franchises, it wasn't just the Steelers that passed him up. Lamar went, 29-30, wherever he went late in the first round. You could say it about a lot of franchises, but how different do the Steelers look in the last 10 years if they drafted Lamar Jackson? They're the Ravens.
They don't have to look far.
He went 32, Lamar did. So you draft him 32 in the 2018 draft. Steelers might have a title. Steelers have some deep playoff runs. Tomlin has multiple playoff victories.
Who's he talking about?
He said he sucked.
Sucked and was two or three picks away from Lamar.
They took Terrell Edmonds, safety out of Virginia Tech, with pick 28 in the Lamar draft.
Yeah, I don't think he's done anything in the league to my knowledge.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, that was a miss. You draft Lamar there, then you're the Baltimore. You're the Ravens. You're the one that's winning the division every single year and having these deep playoff runs. So, yeah, I mean, that's probably more fundamentally the issue than Mike Tomlin. Problem is, you haven't had the quarterback, and now you have the trickle-down effect. All right, 713-780-ESPN. I'm going to dip out, going to go call some U of H basketball against West Virginia. Should be a very fine game. The boys will take you the rest of the way. Appreciate it, guys. How would you grade the Astros offseason to date? 713-780-3776. It's the Bees, ESPN 97.5. ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.